Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you're top shelf vagina. Winner, winner, winner. Suis son sac de vie.
Oh, spiders! Nope. Not ready. Not ready.
Too late.
Excuse me. Bless me.
You are blessed, my child.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a bit.
Yes, it's New Year's. It's been a few weeks.
Yep, and then we're, you guys, bad news.
Yeah, gonna be a few more weeks.
Gonna be a few more weeks because I'm coming up on finals time.
Finals time! Well, actually, I'll just post this next week, which is the day they're gonna listen to it.
Yep. But then they'll still have 2 weeks.
No, then they'll have another, then we'll record.
We'll just
I'll just post that on a Thursday instead of waiting a whole week.
I don't know what's going on, but okay. We'll do our best, you guys.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
I posted Throwback Tuesday today. Topless Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hashtag replace Shannon. She was so funny.
She was really funny.
And seamless and had an amazing voice. I just wanted to listen to the Maggie Christina show forever.
Yeah, oh, I told you this earlier. Like, when I was there, I thought it was awkward because it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I'm used to podcasting with you. So when I was there and we were recording, I was like, oh, this is so, like, this is so bleh. But it wasn't. It was delightful.
It was amazing.
It was really good. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah. So sorry for the lateness on that. But I was saving it for a rainy day.
Here
so it
was.
Came in handy.
Yeah.
And it's refreshing. It was a fresh, refreshing kind of throwback. Not that it was meant to be throwback, but.
Right.
You know, refreshing reflection on pre-Thanksgiving stuff. What smells? Is it the cheese?
Maybe.
Is it me? I think it's the stinky cheese. I think I'm getting a whiff of it.
A whiff of cheese.
So what's up? What's good in the world, Maggie?
What's good in the world? I don't know.
The Good Place?
Yeah, The Good Place is good. It's back, you guys. This season finale, though, that's finals week. I'm at work all night. I didn't get to watch it.
It's okay. I won't watch it till the next day anyway.
Yeah.
If that is how The Good Place is really going to be in real life, I don't know if I want to go.
Yeah. No, I know.
I think we should all just be in a medium place.
We should all just be in a that's where we are now.
Or life a medium is, place.
Life is a medium place.
Yeah. Like a slightly worse version of life. Not being tortured with butthole spiders.
No, no butthole spiders.
But, you know, tortured with like a really crappy neighbor.
Yeah.
Or maybe you live in a house with 12 people, 12 roommates.
Always warm beer.
And there's never any toilet paper in the bathroom.
Oh, that would suck.
Right? Like yeah. Something like that. We don't have to be like tortured with butthole spiders,
no.
But
mm-mm.
Psychologically tortured in other ways, in a less evil way, with warm beer and cold pizza and regular Oreos, not double stuff. Cheaty in a male uniform.
That was cute. That was cute.
I do wish the shirt was tighter. Like, like, you know, Terry Crews wears a snug dress shirt.
Yes. I love Terry Crews.
I wanted to see those man cans.
In a snug dress shirt. You guys, it was so great. Nicole Byer was a guest star on this episode. She was delightful. She was so funny. And then she was on the episode of the podcast, right? And then she had her podcast, Why Won't You Date Me? And then she also does a RuPaul Drag Race recap. I just got so much Nicole Byer over the weekend. It was so good.
I'm going to try to shake my fist at you. Oh, then, god damn, gosh darn it.
Starts waving.
She, like, got two shakes before it, like, morphed into a wave. It was hilarious. I'm vexed.
It was good. There's a lot of other good types of things in terms of, like, pop culture stuff. All-Star. Man, I want you to be up to date on All-Stars.
Sorry. I don't have cable, and they only put the first episode free on VH1.com.
I know. Just watch it illegally like a normal person. Stop trying to be all legit about it. God.
I mean, I do share my passwords with Lisa in Paris.
Right.
We think she was showing her niece PJ Mask because it kept switching over to French on Catherine's profile.
That's funny. I'm just gonna... Can I give spoilers?
For what, RuPaul?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not, like, super invested in whoever's in it anyway. Well, just Latrice.
That's what this... She went home.
Aww, like, third episode. Really?
Yeah. She was
already
not, she was not turning it out. So her snatch game was just like the previous snatch game, where she just got so furious at the other people that she couldn't like perform at all. And then the next episode was a comedy challenge. So like, yeah, she didn't she didn't turn it out, you know?
What, like, was the snatch game like a hot mess? Like that one season or no?
No, it wasn't. It was so, but Gia Gunn was there. She's crazy. Mm-hmm. Gia Gunn. Oh my God. She was nutso. But she was being a like famous, like this nail tech who's Instagram famous, right? But she was just doing like a ridiculous Asian accent, and she was talking over Latrice. Well, she was talking over everybody and being a hoe. Remember, she played Kim Kardashian in her first one, and she was just like, big black dick, right? Where she was just being like...
Random.
Yeah, like crass, yeah. Right? And that's what she was doing during the thing, and Latrice just like could not get over it, right? And that was then the next week they were doing a challenge where they were, you know, like doing an acting challenge, but it was you know, like improv, and Latrice just wasn't there. She wasn't funny, and none of her outfits slayed, and you know, she was just like, she was just meh.
Yeah, she's phoning it in. I feel like that about work and life right now.
phoning it in.
I gotta get on a different train. Tired of the phone. The phoning it in train, that's for sure. There's a new burger restaurant in town, right?
Yeah. Are we going there already?
Yeah.
I had other things to talk about. That's okay. Whatever. We can go to all the places.
Whatever.
So, all right. First off, Trump last night had the NCAA football champs, Clemson Tigers, to the White House.
Traditionally a visit to the White House for all winning teams.
So also, though, traditionally they go in like April.
Oh, okay.
So he had them there 3 months early, and I think that it was a publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was trying to make himself look good when shit's not going well right now. Because I was like, why would he do it like this early, you know?
And what happened?
He served.
Same thing that happens every time he tries to make himself look good.
He looks like a dumbass.
He looks like a total twat.
He looks like a dumbass.
I mean, Justin Bieber looks good next to this guy half the time now.
Yeah.
Honestly. Jeff Bezos looks good next to him. Oh, we need to talk about that.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. Yeah. That's coming up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Trump feeds them fast food. Everybody's going to have seen this by now, but Trump feeds them fast food on silver platters. And Shannon, there's no heat lamps.
Yep. What happens 5 minutes after you pull away from your McDonald's?
You guys, have you ever tried to wait to get home to eat your McDonald's? What happened?
Can't. Tastes like shit.
He fed them cold fast food.
Fast food.
Although there was apparently pizza there, and I never saw that in the photos. Like, I would eat cold pizza.
Yes.
Like, if he had a pizza party for them, and it was just kind of like...
But even those cold burgers are horrible and gross. Like, with the fat all congealed, and cold fries are the worst. Might as well just put a stick of lard in your mouth and chew on it. Ugh. So, once again, 45.
Fucking shit up. Then he tweeted today.
Praising himself, per usual.
Oh my God, always.
And fat-fingered words, per usual.
Yes.
He really needs to look at those red squigglies before he hits the send button.
So he's saying in the thing that he was also like, I paid for this. Right.
Who fucking cares?
Seriously.
Don't care.
I don't care.
Why did you have to feed a McDonald's to begin with? Oh, because you laid off your White House staff because you refused to
Open the government.
Open the government.
Government shutdown till he gets a wall. Great being with the national champion Clemson Tigers last night at the White House. Because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. I paid. Over 1,000 hamburgers, etc. Within 1 hour, it was all gone. Great guys and big eaters. So originally, too, he said it was 300 sandwiches. But then in his tweet, it became over 1,000.
It's not 1,000. There's no way those guys ate 1,000 burgers.
Hamburgers.
They'd all be shitting their brains out.
Oh my God.
In the White House.
So then...
Oh, there wasn't any White Castle in the picture.
No. So then the Burger King was like, due to a huge order yesterday, we are out of hamburgers. We will only be serving hamburgers. Right? And then somebody else responded with the Burger King logo looking perfect, but it says
Burger King.
Burger King. And I cannot stop laughing. I have it up on my phone right now. Cannot stop laughing about it. Like, I am slayed. I am killed. I'm dead. Ugh, dead.
It's just like, when is this joke going to end?
Oh, the presidency?
Can we get back to our regularly scheduled programming?
Not for a while.
I just don't understand.
Not for a while. And then there was a Chick-fil-A one with the cow, and it said, eat more birders. So yeah, that's been the thing of the day.
So I can't decide if Jeff Bezos...
Bezos. There's no N.
I can't decide if Jeff Bezos losing half his billions is a good thing or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, because he's just going to work hard, he's going to make his workforce work harder to get it back for him.
Right.
But it's still very satisfying knowing that his wife is going to be the richest woman
ever.
In the United States.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. I hope she does amazing things with it. Although she's been married to him this whole time that he's been being a dickhole. So who knows? Who knows what she's going to be like? But if I were her, I would just like...
I'm sure they had some sort of arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's been fucking on the side for 8 months and she hasn't cared till now. You know she's hated him for years and has just stayed with him for the money. And finally just was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm just going to take half your billions. I don't need to stay married to you.
Right.
Hashtag community property.
Yeah, no, I would want her to do amazing things with it. Like, just, like, go change the world. Go be what's her
just,
face.
Just go. Give away all his billions.
Be Mindy Sinclair.
Just give it away. Just give it away. That would rub him in the worst way. Just
he'd be so mad.
Give away his money. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. I'm like, I can see the infomercial now. Hi, would you like some of Jeff Bezos's billions of dollars?
Right.
Apply here. Now funding request up to $10,000 a person, which you can do. You can gift up to $15,000 a person without having to claim it on your taxes. That's what you should do. Everyone in the United States, $10,000.
All right, so I had more pop culture stuff, which is, so I on the one that we just posted with Thanksgiving, I was talking about Within the Wires, and today the final one of the third season, the final episode of the third season of that podcast finished up. Today was the finale of the third season. It was kind of sad. It was, the first one ended hopefully, and the second one ended like kind of sad, but just for that person, and this one ended like sad for the whole world. So, but it was still really good. I still really recommend it. It just has been on my mind today. So the other thing that I had to recommend was Into the Spider-Verse. Oh my God, it was so good.
Oh, the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
It's so forking fantastic. Everybody needs to go see it if you haven't seen it yet. Like, you have to go see it.
That was it?
It was just it? Fucking fantastic.
16 minutes. Awesome. I'm Shannon.
Listen. Look and listen. Shannon knows this already. So I got in a fight with my friend, and I wasn't even sure if we were in a fight or not until, like, 5 minutes before we started recording. Like, she just was left this event that we were both at together really mad, and I thought it was something that happened after she wandered away from me, but it was because of me, because I know this, because she didn't confirm me to come to her party on Friday, and she confirmed, or on Saturday, and she confirmed everybody else. So that is how I know that she's angry at me, even though I texted her, and I was like, are you okay? Do you need to talk? And she was like, no, and she was like, no one cares about me, and I was like, I care about you very much. And then the next day, I was like, how are you doing? I hope you're feeling better. And like, I've tried to reach out, and she's that mad at me, and I don't even really know why.
Yeah.
And I just feel really sick to my stomach about it. I feel really, really sad.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, she's going to have to reach out to you. I mean, you've already done what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, besides, like, your next text would be, somehow I think I've offended you, but I'm not sure how or why, but I'm really sorry and I'd love to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just tired of your stank-ass bitch
face
rolling up on your parties.
My bitch ass bitch face,
man. You and your fluffy pillows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your exactly. Bottles of wine.
My stupid face.
I'll be fine. I mean,
yep,
fucking shit happens.
We'll work it out or we won't.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I've been having issues, my own issues, for months and months, and it's something I have to get over.
With me? Are you mad at me?
No.
are we breaking up?
We're not breaking up. I've been having weird-ass dreams lately. Have you been having a lot of weird dreams?
Yeah.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
I don't know.
Because my dreams have been fucked up.
I have no idea.
Fucked up. Okay. I've not been sleeping well. I think I'm just going to have to start eating gummy bears before I go to bed or something. I've been sleeping with my beach waves on.
Yeah, me
too. Imagining myself laying in a hammock in the sun with a coconut in my hand. Like 120 days till Disney. Woo!
Your kid's mad that she's not getting presents.
It's like the trip is your present. The whole experience is your present.
She doesn't get it.
It's a $5,000 present.
I told her that my mom has
That's three classes in college.
I told her that my mom has never gotten me a present that expensive. And she was like, oh, why not? And I go, my mommy doesn't love me as much as your mommy loves you. And she goes, oh,
that's sad. She said, oh, that's sad. You know, the next time she sees your mom, she's going to be like,
say that.
You don't love Maggie as much as my mommy loves me.
Yeah, well, I'll just
explain something to the fact.
I'll just explain to my mom what happened.
Yeah. Or she'll be like, why don't you love Maggie as much as my mommy loves me? You know, right. She'll say something super innocent like that. I think maybe all the stink bugs in my house finally died.
Woo!
I haven't seen them walking around, and I've seen a lot of dead ones lately.
I told your kid about the trip. I told her that she could wear the Minnie Mouse hat I got her. I was like, you could wear the Minnie Mouse hat I got you. She goes, like, no, I would not do that.
Why would I do that? Gross. She's a character, man.
That's exactly. That's what Minnie Mouse hats are for.
Yeah, she's picked up a lot of habits from her friends at school already.
Yeah, we were talking about...
What?
We were doing the Snapchat filters today for pictures. She goes, I don't like ones with glasses. She literally thinks people with glasses are ugly.
So it's January. Have you done any goal setting or planning for the year?
Nope. Actually, I joined another step challenge, but that's not new. I was doing one in November and December. So I joined another step challenge. For the first time ever, I'm like, I'm going to go into finals week being totally, like, prepped and ready. I'm going to not eat junk food the whole week, basically. I'm going to do food prep. I'm going to, like, bring snacks that I like, protein, carbs, and fat. I'm going to, like, I'm first time ever. I'm, like, ready to go into finals week not being a fat ass.
See, and then I was imagining almost the opposite.
Oh.
And you stocking up, going to Costco and stocking up on cases of water and, like, cases of snacks and just turning your office into a post-apocalyptic bunker. No, that's of what snacks and food.
No, that's what I normally do for every year. I'm like, I don't even care. I'm not even going to think about what I eat. I'm going to have Dr. Pepper and chips for every meal. I'm going to go to fast food. Yeah, no,
like, I wasn't junk food. Like, you know, granola bars and shit, you know, like, healthy-ish.
I did buy the, like, bunny gummy snacks today because I really like those.
It'll be my birthday in about a month.
And yeah!
Do yet another paint and pour. I got my hair appointment already with Miss Ginger.
Your birthday hair appointment.
Birthday hair appointment. My doctor canceled on me in the at 8 a.m. And I called back today to reschedule. And they're like, well, let me see when she's available. I was like, I actually really don't care who I see. It just needs to be on the same day.
Yeah.
We can see you at 9:45. I was like, I got a dentist appointment at 9. So what else you got? So now I have to be like, dentist, hair, doctor. When the doctor appointment was like kicking it off at 8 a.m. You know, hashtag white girl problems. Birthday appointments.
Woo! Birthday appointments. Yeah, I'm excited for
finals.
No, your birthday.
My birthday.
I'm excited for your birthday.
What are we doing a year from now?
We're going to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
It's going to be really fun.
Anyone wants to join us in New Orleans, you're welcome. Just let me know.
Yeah.
At Shannon's party. Send me a message so I can get you an invite.
That's right.
We are booking our Airbnb in early February of this year so we can have it for next year. And we found a really cool mansion at the end of Bourbon Street near the Voodoo Museum and store. And it is just beautiful, amazing. And Maggie and I are going to get the balcony room. I think it sleeps 4.
Yeah.
So.
Two you and two for me.
There you go.
So. You.
But, well, I'm hoping, like, my friends will just book the whole place.
Yeah. You guys need to get on it. You need to plan. You need to think. If you're planning on going, it's going to be good, but you have to be adults about it.
Mm-hmm. Because we're 40.
That's right.
Adulting.
Adulting
is. Do it.
It's achievable.
Adulting is achievable. Until you have a midlife crisis about not learning how to adult.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm just going to work till I die.
Actually, you should hope to break your hip so you can pull disability.
Yeah.
Which is better than Social Security. Because then you get disability and Social Security.
Do you get disability if you work for yourself? I don't think you do.
I think you can get disability. Because that means you just can't work.
Yeah.
She's going to Google it.
Yeah, I am.
You googly it.
You talk about something while you googly it.
Oh, the pressure of a topic. We are supposed to get 3 to 8 inches of snow this Saturday.
Wow.
Super excited about that. Not. But we haven't really had much snow yet this year. We had that one push in November, and that's it. It went away.
Yeah, right at my birthday.
Yes, you bitched about it on Topless Tuesday.
So stupid. I hate it. There's not supposed to be snow on my birthday.
Did you find it?
Yeah. So getting disability benefits as a self-employed person. If when you become disabled, you haven't earned enough credits. So you have to earn credits as a self-employed person to qualify for it. Still, like, what credits?
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a chance.
Jeremy Baramee.
Yeah, I had one more thing on my list, which is good and bad news. It's a mixture. Which was the outgoing governor of Tennessee, I caught your yawn, goddammit. The outgoing governor of Tennessee, probably, or whatever, gave Cyntoia Brown clemency. So that is good.
Yes.
There are lots of things that are bad about it. One, she's not getting out until August. Why? Why are we keeping her in there for 9 more months? She is on probation for 10 years.
That was like the biggest eye roll. That you couldn't see.
I saw it. I will confirm eye roll. And part of her condition of her release is having a job. Shannon.
Hasn't she been in jail since she was like 14?
Yes.
How is she supposed to get a job?
I have no idea. Who's going to give an ex-felon who's been in jail since she was a teenager a job? How is she going to keep... She has no skills. She's never had a job. She has no idea how to get a job. So they're just like setting her up to fail.
Didn't Kim Kardashian really push for her to get out?
She did.
Well, I hope Kim K can give her a job then.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian needs to give her a job.
Give her a job, Kim.
Kim! Kim Kardashian!
The girl's getting out of jail. Give her a job.
Give her a job.
Teach her how to be a personal assistant to the stars. She can be right? One of your nannies.
Other thing.
Teach your kids how to make a shank.
Mute R. Kelly. Speaking of people. I have been saying for fucking years.
Dude, we have known since 1994.
When he married
that
Aaliyah.
That he is a piece of shit.
I know.
And then in 2000 when he was pissing on people.
But the thing that I've always said, and I don't even know if I've said it on this before. Okay, so he peed on that girl, and everybody made fun of that. But she was underage.
Yeah.
And that was the thing to me. I was like, why is that not the part we're talking about? We all make these funny jokes. Ha ha, he peed on this girl. She was underage.
He was raping a 14-year-old and urinating on her for pleasure.
So I'm glad... Like, props to all the women who were like, we have got to speak up about this, you know? Like, yes, thank God, women who made this happen. But everybody's talking about it like they didn't fucking know. We've known.
We've all known.
So
just like we've all known 45 is a piece of shit since the 80s.
Yep.
Just like everyone in Hollywood knew what's-his-face was molesting everyone. You know when there's a predator around.
Yeah.
And you either take care of it or you ignore it.
Yeah. Well, I have lots of friends who are in like the improv scene in Upright Citizens Brigade in New York City. I'd been hearing for years that Louis C.K. was a sexual predator and pervert. I'd been hearing about it for years. And people on the internet are still like, you know, he asked first. Okay, that was his defense. That's what he said happened. And that's not what the women said happened. And also, being like, hey, can I do this as you're doing it doesn't count.
Right.
You know, my uncle was like, ooh, donuts, and was already touching a donut when I was like, you may have a donut, because I was trying to be nice. But I didn't want him to have a donut. If he'd actually said, hey, can I have a donut, I would have said, oh, I'm sorry. There's just enough for all of the girls who are staying here to each have one, so I don't really have any extra to share.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Saying like, oh, can I have one, when it's already headed towards your mouth, that doesn't count. That doesn't count as asking. Being like, hey, can I masturbate in front of you while you're like...
whipping your dick out while already doing it.
Pulling your
doesn't
dick
count.
While you're pulling your dick out does not count.
I know Silverman came forward and was like, yeah, he did it once in front of me, but he asked permission and I said okay. But she's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah.
And I think she was curious to see if he'd actually really do it.
Right.
And then he did it. And I want to believe she was mortified after that, because she never let him do that in front of her again.
Right, right.
You know?
And think about it, if you're a young female comic trying to, like, be successful, you don't want somebody with clout like Louis C.K. to be like, don't hire her, she's a bitch.
Right.
You know? So anyway.
What is with all, like, the 90s scandals coming back to light? They're doing... Netflix is doing a special on the Bobbitts coming out on Valentine's Day, by the way.
Oh, that's so romantic.
And then there's a new expose on Michael Jackson. And there's one with Monica Lewinsky. I'm like, why are we reliving all of this old shit?
Yeah.
When there's plenty of new shit to still talk about. Plenty of new stuff to investigate.
So, slow burn did Monica Lewinsky, but I sort of get why, and here's why. Slow Burn did a season one, and it was all about Richard Nixon and what led to Nixon resigning, right? And there are parallels to Trump, and it was all about the political will of the time. It was all about the ups and downs of the politics.
Yeah, that super old stuff's really exciting.
But we lived through the
Lewinsky shit. We didn't live through the Nixon shit.
Right. It was super interesting, and there was a lot that I didn't know. But then he did the same thing. So Slow Burn season two was about Clinton's impeachment. So it mm-hmm. wasn't as much about Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. It was about them coming from Arkansas. It was about their friend who killed himself. It was about Whitewater. It was about the political temperature mm-hmm. at the time that led to that occurring, right? So yeah, of course Monica Lewinsky was part of that. You can't tell that story without her, but it wasn't like, you know, salacious.
Right.
Being like, oh, Monica Lewinsky, blah, blah, blah. You know, and they looked into like how everybody blamed her and was really cruel to her. And, you know, so I appreciated that story because I found that there was a lot about it I didn't know.
Yeah. And there was a through line that like connected it from then to now. And
right.
It was thoughtful. It's not salacious. I feel that some of these documentaries are going to be salacious.
Right. Exactly.
You want something salacious. How come no one's done a documentary on Hoover?
Yeah.
And his genderqueer behaviors. Let's hear it. Let's see it. I'm sure there's old documents and pictures somewhere you can dig up.
For sure.
Please, let's talk about Hoover and his dressing habits. You know, the man who led the Red Scare in our country was a gay man.
Yeah.
Or so we assume.
So,
or no, genderqueer.
Cross-dressing, yeah. Genderqueer. We don't, yeah. There wasn't necessarily the language to describe it at the time, so we don't exactly know. But yeah, the Lorena Bobbitt story makes me so sad. So sad.
It's unnecessary.
Just at the time, but again, at the time, I was a child, and it was all like, tee-hee-hee, she cut off his dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Good.
No, it was just like making fun of her. All the time. That was always my, like, interpretation mm-hmm. of it. And I didn't know until I was fully an adult that she was being abused by him, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, that part of the story was never looked into at the time, you know? Or not in a way that I understood it. Mm-hmm. You know, the main thing was that, ha-ha, like, she's crazy.
So, the year that happened, I really don't know if my dad was cheating on my mom at the time or not. When that happened, and my dad was doing the same thing to my mom saved the turkey neck from our Thanksgiving turkey for a whole year in the freezer, and they went as the Bobbitts for Halloween the next year. And my mom carried around a thawed-out turkey neck as her husband's penis she cut off because he was cheating on her.
Tell everybody what my face looks like right now.
Maggie is shocked. And like, what? Yep, my parents went as the Bobbitts because my dad was cheating on my mom that year.
I can't even. It's all jacked up. Guys, don't be stupid. Don't do these things. Don't be a stupid person who's stupid. And don't give them money. Don't watch that shit. Have you watched Marie Kondo's thing?
No.
Yeah. My mom bought me her book, so I didn't read it because my mom bought it for me. I thought it was low-key.
All about, like,
does it bring you joy?
If not, tidying up.
I think that from what I've read, too, is that, like, wow, do you see in the thing how, like, gendered our expectations of housework is?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's not something I need to watch. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Right? Yeah, I've been wanting to throw away half my house for about 2 years now.
Let's throw away your house.
I have a garage full of boxes. I don't know what's in them, so let's toss them all.
Get rid of them.
I got a basement full of shit, too. Let's toss it.
My dad threw out everything that had been in my old car in the Malibu, and there was one shirt that I was really upset about. So I replaced that one shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Out of all the shit that was in my car, He just assumed it was all trash, but it wasn't because I'm just disgusting. And so there was one t-shirt that I was really... It was my unicorn fighting a narwhal in space shirt.
Oh, yep.
So that got thrown out with all of that. And that was the only thing I replaced. Let's see. What else was on my thoughts What? I don't know.
I have an eye watch I keep forgetting to wear.
You do?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Jenny gave me her old one. I wear it like twice a week. Because it has to charge every night.
Yeah.
And then I forget to put it on. And then it will fall off the dock. So then by the time I remember to wear it, it's dead again. Because it fell off the dock 24 hours ago.
24 hours ago. Well, that seems like a lot.
Tracking my steps.
Yeah.
It knows when I'm holding my breath. It tells me to breathe.
It knows when
meditate.
You are sleeping.
Has it make sure I stand up every hour so I'm not getting stagnant at my desk.
Yeah.
I set my calorie burn bar low just to see if I could meet it. You know, 500 calories a day. Sorry, everyone. It's a light week.
Yeah.
I think we just got a bunch of shit going on in our heads.
My head is full.
I got a cloudy brain right now.
My brain's so cloudy.
We have to bring Christina on to, you know, liven this shit up.
Fix us, Christina. All right, well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to go to PenguinCon.
Yeah.
Send us some ideas for panels. We don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do.
So this might be our light year.
What do you want to do?
Every few years, we have a light year. I am uninspired right now.
I just want to make sure we do our 3 hours so that we get our discounted tickets.
Should we do a dating follow-up?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, if you attended the dating panel last year, come and tell us if your shit got better.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, guys. Let's wrap this up. Let's just get done with this.
Wrap it up like a dick.
Yep. Make like a fetus. Head out of this bitch. Find us everywhere. On social media, that more thing. Usually you want to write with Shannon and Maggie because sometimes it doesn't know that that more thing is what you want. So Shannon and Maggie's also good. You can interact with me on Twitter, and I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie on Twitter.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party, and I've been trying to up my Insta game. So find me there too.
Yeah, good. I forgot to check episode number.
I don't know.
190 something. 190 something. Yeah. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.